holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Why does God bless people? Why?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. I'm glad that you're here with us on today. You don't have to be. Trust me. I already realize you don't have to be. I don't treat you like you have to be. But I'm glad that you're here. And I'm glad that you're living. I'm glad that you're able to breathe and be a blessing to somebody and love somebody today. Call your children. Call your parents. Call somebody and let them know that you love them. And then watch their response. Watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. Listen, we got a good subject on today. A lot of times we always ask ourselves, why don't God bless us? Why don't He bless us? But today we're going to ask, why does He bless? God blesses and nobody else. And listen, when God blesses, that means nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it. They just can't. I mean, they want to, but they can't. They can try, but they can't. They just can't do it. Listen, we're going to read this today. But before we do that, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. Grab those links and share them as much as you possibly can. Don't get in trouble sharing my broadcast with people. Don't get in trouble at work. When you're supposed to be working, be working. Don't be listening to Be Holy when you're supposed to be working. Listen to that. Don't listen to Be Holy when you're supposed to be working. But if you can, if you got earbuds or something like that, and your employer lets you do it or your supervisor allows you to do it, fine. But don't get in trouble obeying me. Don't get in trouble obeying me. All right. We asked the question, why does God bless people? It's a good question. Not because we want a blessing. Not because we actually need a blessing. I mean that, you know, sure, He gives us things that we need. God is fair. Unlike people, God is fair. He gives you whether you're, you know, good and evil or whatever. If you need something and you know you can't get it and only God can give it to you, and if He knows you need it and it's in His plan, oh, He'll give it to you. Now, we're going to read this thing today. It just kind of surprised me a little bit. I mean, I'd read it before, but I didn't go back as far. So we're going to go into Deuteronomy. We're going to hit one of the law books today. Deuteronomy 8, and I think we'll start at 16. Well, yeah, we'll start at chapter 8, verse 16. And it's talking about when, you know, the people were out in the wilderness, God fed them food. They needed food, but He didn't feed them food from the land. He fed them food from heaven. Imagine that. They're needing food and they're asking God for food, and God doesn't go and do the land thing. He sends the food from heaven. From where He is, He sends food for the people. And you can only imagine, Lord, I don't know what that is. I don't want to eat that. You can imagine what they were saying and grumbling and everything else. But we're going to see here why He did those things. Instead of, you know, doing it on earth, He sent the food down from heaven onto earth. And what did it symbolize and who did it symbolize? But we'll read it. Verse number 16 says this. He fed you with manna in the wilderness. In other words, in the wilderness is where there is no food. There's you're lucky to get some water, some moisture to keep your own cattle that you're going to eat. You're lucky to be able to keep water in them. And God had to supply him with that. So he said, he fed you with manna in the wilderness. Who did? God did that. He gave you water from the rock, is what that verse number 15 was talking about. And then it says here, he fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to your ancestors. So your ancestors didn't know about this food. Everybody knows about chicken. Everybody knows about goat, and everybody knows about rice, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, and yams. Everybody knows about that. But this food that I'm going to send you, or that was sent to you in the wilderness, your ancestors didn't know about that. I fed you with, or he fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to your ancestors. He did this to humble you. Oh, so he blessed them and fed them to humble them. I guess we all can use some humbling, and we all get above. Sometimes the unhumbling thing kind of creeps out sometimes on all of us, even me. It just does. But he says here, he did all this so you would never. No, let's go back. He said, he did this to humble you and to test you for your own good. He did it to humble you and to test you for your own good, not for his good, but for your good. He did all this. He blessed you, gave you food to eat, the things that you needed to humble you and to test you for your own good, not for God's good, your own good. So when we receive blessings from God to this day, he does it to humble and test us for our own good. He does all that. He humbles and tests us for our own good. Can you believe that? He did all this so that you would never say to yourself, not to other people, but to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Whoa, wait a minute. He did all of this so that you would never say, not sometimes never say, he said, well, that you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. So he gave him water. He gave him food from heaven that was unknown to their ancestors. And he did it to humble them and to test them for their own good. A lot of times we need to think about when God gives us things or blesses us, gives us things that we know we can't get. He blessed us with this thing here, and I know I couldn't go and buy it. Credit couldn't get it, and you didn't have the power to make it happen. He gave it to you anyway so that maybe he would humble you and test you. Well, no maybe to it. He said he did it to humble them and to test them. And they're just like us, disobedient at times, hard-headed at times. We don't do what we always need to do. We don't always do the right thing. And even though we know we should. You get it? Man, he did all this so that we would never say to ourselves, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. I guess that must be offensive to God for us to think like that. I have achieved this wealth. I put the food on the table. I bought this car. I bought the house. I am the one who provides food for the family. I am the one who does this. I do that. I pay the insurance. I bought the... That changes everything. He said he did all of that. He blesses us so that we don't do things like that. So that we will be humbled, and he tests us for our own good. So that we don't jump up there talking about, I did this and I achieved this and I achieved that. Verse number 18, remember the Lord your God. He is the one, not the two, not the three. He is the one who gives you power to be successful. The Lord does that. And we have people who don't believe God even exists. They say he don't exist. I heard some gentleman say on today, all the characters in the Bible never existed. Okay, if that's what you feel, that's, you know, you're okay to think that. That's fine. But you better remember that it was God who gives you the power to be successful, whether you believe the Bible or not, whether you believe about the characters that they lived and all, whether you believe that or not, understand that the Lord is God. He is the one who made us. He's the one who provides for us. He is the one who gives you power to be successful. Not your education. Your education is good. It's a plus. But God is the one who gives you the power to be successful. See, you can have the education all you want, but if God don't give you the power to be successful, you'll just be a person with an education. You'll just be a person with money. You'll just be a likable person. You'll be a person with charisma. But if God doesn't give you the power to be successful, that's what you'll be, just only those things. But if God gives you the power, you have charisma or whatever else he gave you in order for you to be successful. In order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. So a lot of times what God does for us isn't always just for us. Sometimes he does things for us to fulfill a promise that he made to your parents, a promise that he made to your mom, something your mom was praying about, and she wanted to see it, but she couldn't see it because it wasn't her time to see it. It wasn't supposed, she wasn't supposed to see it. Your dad prayed and your dad wanted this thing for you, you know. Maybe it wasn't for them to see at the moment. And that's okay, because God still gave it to you. He still gave you the power to be successful and to do what you're doing. If God gives you the power to be successful, I say to you, be successful. Be successful. And remember, like I said, sometimes when God blesses us, yeah, he's humbling us and testing us. Other times, maybe he's just fulfilling the promise that he made to your grandmother, your great, great, great grandmother, or a guardian that took care of you when no one else would. You just never know how God is thinking, man. God is something else. He's really something else. He's always thinking forward and in front of us, to the side of us, behind us. He's always covering us. It's just God, man. I don't know what to say. He's amazing. He's amazing. When everybody else let you down, he's still with you. Let God bless you, man. Let him bless you.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.